President Obama pledged in his inaugural speech to restore science to its rightful place as well, and he's wasted no time making good on that promise. For more on how the new administration will impact the sciences, we turn to Al Teich, Director of Science and Policy Programs at the American Association for the Advancement of Science. Al, nice to have you.
Yeah, hi, Tony. Glad to be here.
So how can President Obama boost the economy by investing in science?
Well, first of all, there is about $21.5 billion of money for science in the stimulus bill, the $789 billion stimulus bill. And that's a relatively small part of the stimulus bill, but it's a lot of money for science. And it's going to do two things. It's going to create jobs in the short term, because it's going to put scientists to work. For example, the National Institutes of Health, which does medical research, is going to be putting out a large number of grants that they otherwise wouldn't be able to fund, and those are going to fund medical research, and each grant is going to support a group of probably four or five workers, and that's going to mean 40,000 to 50,000 jobs over the next couple of years.
Well, let me ask you, which areas, which sectors of science are being supported the most under the new plan?
Well, the biggest amount of money is going to the National Institutes of Health. They're getting about $10 billion, which is about a third of their existing budget. So they're getting a 33% increase.
And on the flip side of that, then, which areas in science have lost out in the transition from Bush to Obama?
None of them really. Defense isn't getting quite the same treatment in the stimulus bill as some of the civilian areas are, but science is being funded pretty much across the board. Energy research, National Science Foundation, which supports basic research in universities in the physical sciences and engineering, they got a big chunk of money. NASA is getting additional money. So just about every major federal agency that does scientific research is getting an increase in its budget under this plan.
Now, the president has appointed scientists to some key positions in his administration. What would you say are some of the president's challenges and opportunities in science?
Well, he's got a lot of work to do. He has science is involved in many of the areas that are top priorities of this administration. Clean energy, for example. There's research that needs to go into that. Dealing with the problem of global climate change is right up at the top of the agenda. And the people that he has named so far, John Holdren, who's going to be his science advisor, as soon as he's confirmed, Jane Lubchenco, who is head of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and who is also going to be the, I think it's Undersecretary of Commerce, and Stephen Chu, who is the new Secretary of Energy. All those people have really solid backgrounds in areas relating to global climate change, and I think they're going to be contributing a great deal to the administration's efforts in this area.
Now, when President Kennedy came into office decades ago, he was identified with the space program. And my question is, do you think this president is going to be identified with really supporting science in a way that no other president has in recent time?
Well, if he follows through on the trends that he started so far, I think he very well may be. He went to it's not coincidental that he went to a science museum in Denver, a museum that has a large number of solar panels on its roof, to sign the stimulus bill. And in saying that, he in fact alluded to President Kennedy and to the moon program in saying that, "I hope this investment," I'm quoting from the president now, "I hope this investment will ignite our imagination once more, spurring new discoveries and breakthroughs in science." Not necessarily in space, by the way, but he said in energy, in medicine, in energy, and to make our economy stronger and our nation more secure and our planet safer for our children. Those are lofty goals, and I think science is a key part of all of them.
Al, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Al Teich is Director of Science and Policy Programs at the American Association for the Advancement of Science. He was at our headquarters in Washington, D.C.